Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Big thanks to Booker T and David Anderson as well. Back-to-back colleagues here at Sports Radio 610 who are two guys who you can pretty much ask them about anything and they've got an entertaining opinion on it. Those are, Rich, those are what we call in this business valuable players.
Always welcome.
Yep. All right, all due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. I'll start. Kyler Murray is a big topic these days, Rich.
Big topic.
He announced for the NFL draft yesterday. A lot was made online about how he has 72 hours to change his mind. From everything on the NFL draft, he's got like a 72-hour window to where he can pull out. But
why would he do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Destroy his leverage.
That's my point. What are you laughing at, B-Mac?
Nothing. You might hear that at 4 o'clock one time this week.
Would he have 72 hours to pull out?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know what's so funny. I mean, I was just talking about him backing his name out of the draft. What's so funny about 72 hours to pull out? I don't get it. Yeah, and I don't know why so much was made of that. I think it's pretty cut and dry. He's declared for the NFL draft. I think the chalk is right now he's going to be an NFL player next year. However, the next key date for Kyler Murray is February 15th. That is when he would report to Major League spring training with the Oakland A's if he chose baseball. So the window's still open. He can declare for the draft and then on February 13th say, oh, well, guess what? The A's came through with $10 million. I'm going to be a baseball player.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's still got time. And I think there's people out there in this business, the media business, that have opinions on should Kyler Murray play baseball? Should he play football? We talked about Deion Sanders yesterday. Said he should grab that baseball cap and not look back. I think, Rich, I think you're the opinion that guys, when they have that choice, should lean towards baseball because of the punishment on the human anatomy. Am I putting words in your mouth?
No, not at all. Although I think it's fair to point out that the road to obscene riches is a much longer one in Major League Baseball
no doubt.
Than it is if you're a first-round draft pick in the NFL.
I would agree with that. So, unless they come up with $10 million more out of thin air, and then it narrows the gap a little bit.
True.
But then there's others who say, football's your passion, kid. You're better at it. They're better at marketing you than baseball. Go to football. I don't think I would hope that media members are not getting emotional about it, though, right? Like, you've got an opinion on it.
Right.
But if the kid chooses what you think...
This is America.
If this kid chooses what you think he shouldn't choose, then you say, salute, good for you, and I look forward to covering you as a football player
but
or
as
a baseball
you know,
player.
There's a little uneasiness for me in agreeing to a certain setup which allowed the Oakland A's to do you a pretty serious favor and then not living up to that agreement.
Fair enough. But there's no reason why people should get emotional and personal.
Not at all.
It. Yeah. Well, that would have been good advice, I think, to give to someone by the name of Jen Rainwater, also known as Baseball Jen on social media. She is a blogger for SB Nation that covers the Oakland A's.
Okay.
Is it SB Nation or Bleacher Report? I guess I should make sure that I'm being accurate here. SB Nation. She's known as Baseball Jen on social media. She unleashed a Twitter rant when it looked like the possession arrow was starting to point towards Kyler Murray becoming a football player.
Yeah.
Not playing for the team that she covers for SB Nation. She unleashed a Twitter rant that included, among other things, middle finger emojis at Kyler Murray, some name calling, and a declaration that she wouldn't care if he's, quote, critically injured on the football field, unquote.
Oh, dear.
How about that? The tweets have since been deleted.
Oh, dear.
Right. They've since been deleted, but the internet never forgets.
No.
Screen caps of the tweets are in front of me on my screen right here. Here we go. This is her tweeting at Kyler Murray. You aren't going to be great in the NFL, and to think many of us were rooting for you, you're just a stupid, selfish baby and brat. I never say this, but I won't care a bit when you suck or are critically injured in your rookie season. Middle finger emoji. In fact, I will likely tweet, continued into another tweet here, I will likely tweet directly to you just to laugh, crying emoji, and say so many people, myself included, and I'm no former NFL QB or anything, told you so. I can't wait to see your dumb ass go down in flames. It's only a short matter of time. Oh, and NFL contracts aren't guaranteed.
This is really the look that MLB is going for.
Well, MLB, to be fair, she works for SB Nation, not MLB.com.
Right, no, I understand. Yeah, but yeah. It's not, I mean, anyway.
Well, one thing that's not guaranteed as well is employment as a blogger for SB Nation. Right. As Baseball Jen found out quickly, the website Athletics Nation, which is the athletics corner of the SB Nation universe, tweeted, the comments made by Baseball Jen about Kyler Murray obviously do not reflect the views or opinions of Athletics Nation. They are unacceptable, and we do not condone them. We in Vox Media have ended our relationship with this writer. She had deleted her Twitter account for a while, but it looks like she's back up and running again. And she is back tweeting again as well. Does not look like she is. She's now, Rich, in her bio, listing herself as a freelance / contract writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Has she apologized?
I'll have to look on her Twitter feed. This is the first I've seen her back on Twitter since this all went down. So I've not seen an apology, but it doesn't mean she hasn't apologized. I thought she was still off Twitter. As of when I first put this story on the rundown,
yeah,
she was still off Twitter. But regardless, with all due respect, you got to be smarter about your business than that.
Right. This is a thinning of the journalistic herd.
In some ways.
She doesn't deserve a voice.
Well, not if you're going to personally attack. It's one thing to have a hot take.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have a hot take where you're maybe a little disrespectful of the person whom you are taking on. It's another thing to call them stupid, call them a dumbass, and wish injury upon them.
True.
You can't do those things.
Not good.
Yeah, not in this
business. With all due respect.
With all due respect. You're not cutting a wrestling promo. You're a journalist, or we'd like to think you are. You're giving a bad name to bloggers everywhere. There's a lot of good
bloggers.
There's
that too.
There's a lot of good bloggers who run fan blogs. They're not even part of SB Nation. They just run a fan blog, and there's some here in town that do a tremendous job covering the Texans or the Astros or the Rockets. People like this give those, the new media folks, a bad name.
Well, I mean, credibility is the hardest thing to achieve if you're a blogger.
Right, and you're dragging people down with you, Jen Rainwater, if no that doubt is your name. Sounds made up.
It does.
Like Joe Mayo. All right, continue, Rich.
Well, Sean, as we know, the only when it comes to the fertile ground we mine for dumbasses, Florida is in a class by itself. Ohio's not far behind. My story comes from South Euclid, Ohio. It's a suburb of Cleveland.
I used to date a girl from South Euclid, Ohio.
Well, back on January 3rd, the police got a call on the 911. The 911.
The 911.
From a gentleman in South Euclid who claimed he was in the process of being robbed by two ladies. The caller's name was William Batts. Seriously.
Okay.
Which made me wonder immediately if his friends know him as Billy Batts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't go well in Goodfellas for Billy Batts.
It did not.
He wound up in the trunk of a car.
Well,
for a while at least.
Didn't go well for Tommy because of what he did to Billy Batts.
Billy Batts was played by Frank Vincent, who was also Phil Leotardo.
Didn't go well for Phil either.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, no, when you think about it, Frank Vincent has experienced two of the most epic mob deaths of all time.
Oh, Frank was also in Raging Bull.
Was he? Did
yeah
he die in that movie?
He was who was the brother that got his ass kicked by De Niro?
I'll admit, I don't know Raging Bull nearly as well as I know Goodfellas and
Joey
Casino.
Maybe? It was Joey's buddy. But anyway.
Phil Leotardo and Billy Batts are two, like if you're putting together a list
true
of top 10 mob movie or TV deaths, those are at least one of them cracks the top 10 and maybe both.
Yeah. I loved it when they blew up the storefront. He wound up in his keister with his scafuzza.
Have you seen they've been running, you know, that's the 20th anniversary of The Sopranos.
I know, Sean.
Have you been binging?
I know, a little bit.
Yeah,
yes.
Me too. Amy hated it. I fell asleep on the couch like three times last week watching The Sopranos.
So back to Billy Batts for
a
moment.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
I'm going to call him Billy Batts. William Batts in the police report. Calls 911, says he's being robbed. During a conversation with the police dispatcher, Billy Batts says, quote, that he's in the process of getting robbed by two ladies who took $500 from his wallet. Police arrive at the home. The women are gone. Billy Batts has been robbed. Billy tells cops he met the women through a friend in Cleveland. He described the hookers as African-American females, approximately 40 years old, dressed all in black. Cops noted that one woman, according to Billy Batts, was about 5'7", while the second hooker, named Keisha, quote, is the short, fat one. Billy Batts tells the cops that while the hookers, quote, did perform some sexual services, they failed to meet his expectations, end quote.
I'm laughing at Rack.
I love that, actually, too. Did I mention that Billy Batts from South Euclid, Ohio, is 79 years old?
Oh, dude.
He ordered the double from the local brothel.
Oh.
Two women at his house, 79 years old.
Good
they
for
did
him.
Perform... failed to meet his expectations. Police didn't get any more into detail on the report as to what he meant by that.
You know, that dude is scarfing down Blue Chew. He's popping them like Skittles. 79 with two hookers.
Though Billy Batts contended he'd been victimized, officers explained that his unsatisfactory encounter with the women did not actually constitute a robbery attempt.
Oh.
So once again, Billy Batts is SOL.
That's a bad luck name, man.
He appears to have admitted to solicitation of prostitution, which is a misdemeanor, but cops are going to cut him a break.
79. What's he got to lose?
Not charge him, considering the lack of outcome.
I'm an old man. I was confused.
For his experience. My goodness. Billy Batts, you keep swinging.
Oh, that's it.
With all due respect.
That's it. I see what you did there, Rich.
Brutal.
You keep swinging bats. All right. That was all due respect. That was
Frank Vincent, a classic character actor.
No doubt. No doubt. And
he might have been in The Godfather, too. He was definitely in Raging Bull.
I'll look it up to see if he was in Godfather. Boy, that would be spanning.
Oh,
that would be spanning. Because Godfather was like 1972. Goodfellas was like 1990. And then Phil Leotardo getting popped was like 2007. Right. I mean, that's
a hell of a
35 years of gangsterism on the big screen and the small screen. Yeah. All right. That was all due respect. Stupid people doing stupid things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.